react to it, you might penalize your team. So it's, you know, it's like a lose-lose, basically.
Right.
You mentioned the league is probably going to, you know, handle it the way they see fit, but it seems like it's not the first time. It seems like it's okay.
I don't know how many total times he's done it. I think, you know, just based on seeing it, I think, you know, he's looking for a chance to do it again. You know, just based on how much talk it got the first time. So, you know, he's a guy that has shown that he enjoys that kind of stuff. Tries to get under the, you know, under the skin of the other guys, and you know, creates a little bit of talk.
What's the most bizarre we're talking about that?
It's a weird one.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on the ice? Like,
that's up there. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think back at different times, but you know, just because that, you know, that's fresh, fresh in the league, just happened last night. So, you know, that's probably up there.
You probably saved because you're so much taller than him that he couldn't get to you.
Yeah, guys probably wouldn't be able to get to me. So I guess that's a good thing.
Tyler, I'm a little late to the party on this, but is it one of those situations where you don't know how to react to it unless you experience it?
Well, I think you know how you want to react to it, but it's a matter of, you know, it's at the ref's discretion whether he's gonna let you react the way, you know, anybody would, or if he's gonna call you on it. So it's tough for the guy it's happening to, for sure. Unless the league, you know, somehow tries to get it out of the game.